just a good old boy.
Obama's gonna put you in jail.
Never meaning no harm.
You guys are all gonna go to jail.
Be tall, you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
I'm coming day and night.
Times a week,
get together, everybody party and have a good time.
But we tortured some folks.
Hitler had plans.
See through all of your lies, Barack Obama, you wicked, wicked devil!
Don't bitch kick him!
Football pussies.
Go ask you.
Holy shit, man! That's the other building! That's terrorist!
Other building?
That's terrorist, bro! That's fucking terrorist!
Hello, my little trolls, my little sock puppets.
You're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the terror mats and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Donald Trump comes to New York City today. He's going to a decommissioned ship docked in Lower Manhattan. He's meeting Turnbull, the Australian Prime Minister. They're going to talk about some, some neocon shit. And the idea of the protest waiting for him is, that he won't be able to visit home comfortably. You know, it's got a man with an ego like Trump's, it's got to be a kick in the balls to come back to your hometown and be greeted by thousands, possibly tens of thousands of people who hate you. I can relate to Trump's desire to be liked. I too have this need, this inherent compulsion to be liked by everyone. It's a painful way of life because everything can go fine in a day. But you only dwell on the one thing that didn't go so well. Like my new roommates, for example. Really cool people. We get along famously. But I pestered them too much about the internet. Like, what's wrong with the internet? What's wrong with the internet? And it was no big deal, you know. He was just like, oh yeah, I guess I'll turn it back on and see if it works again. And that was it, you know. But it was like, I didn't need to do that, you know. So the thing is it didn't go perfectly, you know. I could have gone through yesterday without mentioning the internet that last time. But goddamn, how am I supposed to run Internet Chronicle without internet? But it's no big deal is the point I'm trying to make. And yet, because it didn't go perfectly, I dwelled on it for about 5 minutes. And then it was no big deal. Oh, it was no big deal. But I'm just trying to illustrate the point that I feel this way, and you can tell that Trump feels this way too, because he has this innate need to go out and be loved by people. Maybe he needed something more from daddy besides his millions. So it's gonna be difficult for him, I think, to come to New York City and be greeted like this. And it should be, because this is the greeting you receive when you let other people do your big boy job for you, and you just show up to sign the papers when they're all drafted up. Oh yeah, ban the immigrants? Whatever, I just sign it. Just fucking sign the paper. He said that. He said he just signs the paper that his cabinet drafts up for him. These are executive orders, okay? Supposed to be like his will, right? They write up the papers for me and I show up and sign them. That on top of his despicable view of women. I mean, just the fact that, anyway, we won't ruminate too much on this, but this is the context with which I'm going into it. I might sincerely hate President Trump, but I intend to go to this thing, not to yell and scream at him, but just to watch the other people do it. And and see if I can't suss out maybe an additional layer of context from this whole thing, and then bring it back to Internet Chronicle. We'll publish this as a podcast and a short story and a couple pictures, just like we did on Monday. Yeah, so I'm getting dressed, and I'm about to leave the house. Also got to buy bed sheets. Okay, this morning and yesterday, I slept under jackets in the floor of my basement. Like a fucking bum in my own house. So maybe if I can get there a little bit early, I can also go buy some blankets while I'm in Manhattan. So that's a little hate sack. That's the... I'm crawling out from underneath blankets of jackets to go see this guy who has his own tower, and somehow I can relate to this motherfucker. How fucking delusional am I? Yeah. Okay. All right, so here we go.
Hey.
Hey, Bill.
What's happening?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, too. As you know, the president is coming to New York City today.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, that's today. See Air Force One.
I got my eyes in the sky. I took my chair on my third. And I'm watching for those F-14 escorts or whatever the fuck he gets. What do you call those little helicopters that buzz around?
Drones.
He gets those too, and they have like decoys for those as well. Like their decoy is like even for the defenses.
When his Air Force One lands, there's just a cloud of drones that have been escorting him.
You don't know if it's a flock of birds or if it's the president land. So
and those drone swarms are really, really the terror.
Have you been on Twitter this morning?
No, you just got on. What's happening?
Well, I don't see a lot of activity. Like, I didn't regularly see, like, I better only see May Day stuff. Like, I'm not seeing anything about the protests, so. I'm feeling a lot like Reg Fahina today.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm ready to attack an elderly woman over some stuff her child did over the phone.
And
so what I'll do this time is kind of the same thing I did on Monday, where I just tweet photos. If you want to retweet them, that's cool. It helps, but if not, if you're busy or something, that's fine too.
I got to work today.
It doesn't start until you go to work at 3, so.
My tires are fucked, though.
Oh, you got bald tires?
I got fucked tires. This is basically the radials are coming out.
Oh, man. It's no good if you can see those radials.
It's just no good.
You can't even drive to Kroger on that.
You gotta go get new tires.
The radials are showing, bro. I'm gonna run 300 on the cheap side.
Yeah, I know.
Tires. All new tires.
I'm just gonna get 2 new tires. It's probably still gonna run me 3.
Yeah. So you just keep the shitty ones on the back like a sled.
Well, the back ones are fucking brand new, man.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Relatively speaking.
Now, at one time, I was driving my truck. I had 4 different tires on it, all different brands and sizes, all the way around.
No.
How do you like that? So if I would
be like a knuckleball coming down the road, you're like a knuckleball coming down the road.
Yeah, exactly. It would rock and roll like a boat on the water. Anytime you hit a
bump, right?
A bump or something. Like they all handled it differently. You know?
I want you to go out there and get a nice bottle of USA.
I will, you gotta get a bottle of Dew, Code Red, so,
No, Dew, did you not read my thing about Dew SA?
No, did you write on Chronicle?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it.
Well, hey, let me tell you, yesterday I stopped at the gas station to pump up, and I noticed they had a new flavor of Mountain Dew, which is a combination of Code Red, Whiteout, and, voltage, which and it's an American themed film, dude. Nah, dude, go get yourself a camera. I did a review of it, but I'd love to hear what you think. Because it's this like pale purple color, and you know how they say these colors don't run well. Yeah, that shirt did.
They all bleed together and create a purple color.
That's USA, bro.
Is it really called USA?
Yeah, you think I'm joking, but this is Trump's America, man.
All right, time's getting closer. President Trump has canceled his midtown stop. Nobody knows why, but if you go to Twitter, you know, the main Twitter threads all say it's because he's chicken shit, he's afraid, he doesn't want to face his constituents and so on. But having bypassed his midtown stop, he's going straight to the Intrepid Air and Space Museum at Pier 86 to meet with Malcolm Turnbull, the Prime Minister of Australia. I wonder how Australians feel about him meeting, because if I know anything about Turnbull, it's no surprise at all that Trump would meet with him, so I guess they're just like, yeah, of course he is. So, okay, I'm at 11th Avenue, and I'm turning down 11th, headed towards the pier. We'll see what happens when we get there. So I'm hanging back behind the handful of protesters. That's the sound of support for the people on the side of the road. There goes a Lamborghini. There are people on the pier opposite the Intrepid. Intrepid's the name of the decommissioned ship where Turnbull and Trump are supposed to meet. I count maybe 24 people here. They said there would be thousands. People holding signs, immigrants yes, Trump no. We're here to liberate, I don't know, the immigrants or whatever. A lot of news cameras, a lot of independent news as well. This seems to be a sort of, you get this one sidewalk that's cut in half, and half of it is for the demonstrators, and the other half of it is for people just passing through, and CNN, there's a dude from CNN here hanging out where I am, some other members of the independent press. This guy is handing out signs, wearing a No Raids t-shirt. This can't be all there is. Yo, this can't be all there is, right? There were supposed to be thousands of people. This can't be all there is.
I don't know.
How did those people get over there on that pier? You can just walk there, or do you have to pay to get in?
I think there's another one on 66.
Would you like to come into the
pen? Oh, over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's why. If you stand stationary, the cops will come to us and say that they need to move. So if you want to stay outside the pen, just move back and forth. If you want to stand still, come in and join us.
All right, so we're told to keep moving, or else the police will tell us to move. So if you want to be still, you got to hang out with the demonstrators. So I'm going to move to the other side of the Intrepid and see if there's something else going on over there. I thought there'd be a lot more people here, didn't you?
Well, yes. But it's early days.
Is there more going on over here? Is that where you're headed?
Well, at first I was going to go to Dealey Park.
Yeah.
But that was canceled, I think.
Was it? Okay.
Because he wasn't going to make a Midtown stop, so everybody said, come to the Intrepid.
Yeah. All right, so here I am at the Intrepid.
You don't know if...
It's 2:30, I know, but he's not going to be here till 6:30.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a dinner.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. Nobody will be grabbing that. What brings you out here, other than general
outrage.
Distaste for the guy?
I am so depressed. Outrage. Outrage. It's almost surreal. I thought it was surreal being a woman
right.
in the United States where somebody could say, oh yeah, well, we have authority over your body. This is smart. And yes, in case you're wondering,
I was going to say, okay, good for you.
No pot.
You got a black and mild there, too. You're taking care of business, burning the candle at both ends.
Showing up is half the battle.
Yeah.
I show up. Now, I have a little time between my court appearance on the lawyers and this protest.
Yeah.
So, what was it going to be?
Uh-huh.
It's too long.
Because if you smoke weed, you're just going to show up paranoid and quiet.
Right. I went into a really dive bar, and I met, of all things, a gay guy.
Right.
So we hung out, we traded shots, we traded stories.
That's cool.
Finally, I decided. Well,
I'm James.
I'm Randy.
Randy?
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Yeah, I'm here on account of, you know, my general hatred for the man. But also just to watch. I don't participate a lot in a lot of stuff, you know?
Morning after he decided that he would bar people from 8 countries coming into this country, I had a choice.
Yeah.
I could either stay in bed or go to JFK. And that's what I did. I went to JFK. It's not acceptable.
Right.
Simply not acceptable.
I mean, it's pretty clear that he makes a good lightning rod, you know, but he just shows up and signs the papers that his shitheads write for him and the orders and stuff.
Maybe, maybe not. I think that's naive. I do. Considering, especially since people around him are family, mostly.
Yeah.
Psychopaths.
Right.
Yeah. But we were fearful that this RFRA, which I call it, Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Yeah, that's happening today.
Yes. We were fearful that it would actually permit discrimination against LGBTQ people.
Well, I think that's the purpose of it, isn't it?
No. The purpose of it is to allow religions to participate in politics without losing their tax exemption.
Oh, okay. That's a facet of it I had not heard.
Yeah, so this is a little watered down from what we expected, which is good.
Probably not.
Right.
Yeah, but RFRA itself is a very bad thing.
Ironically, it's to promote religious liberty, and by doing so, it revokes liberties from people.
Yes. What does religious, you know, freedom to practice your religion does not necessitate you discriminating against gay people. I'm sorry, it just doesn't.
Or women, or anyone who might need public services.
It just doesn't. I mean, belief systems, you want to believe whatever you believe. God bless. But discrimination, I mean, Honest to God, written into law, discrimination, is that America?
In a way it is.
Because?
I mean, even the Constitution was a slave-owning document.
Except that it got amended.
Yeah, in the recent years, I've come to question what are American values, because maybe discrimination and hatred are American values.
I don't believe that's true.
I mean, they're not my values.
Tell
me what democracy looks like.
Again, this is what democracy looks like. It's true.
I appreciate your optimism, Randy.
No.
I would like...
I am the most suicidal I have been in years.
He's not...
Alright. So, here's my sign.
Yes.
I don't have my...
Can I have a picture of you in the sign?
I don't really have my big sign because I had to go to court this morning.
Right.
I'm actually at Oral.
Uh-huh. I'll get a picture of you in the sign. Thanks. Yeah. And how about a picture of us together, too? Here we go.
I got my pink pussy hat on.
Yeah, the pink pussy hat.
Yeah.
My face rubbed against it.
The bridge into the Welcome Center of the Intrepid, there were people with banners walking across it. They weren't allowed to stay still, but they were walking. So they were walking with their banners, and now they're not even crossing it anymore. So they've got that bridge closed off in preparation for President Business descending from the sky, enveloped by a cloud of drones. They'll be here in another hour or two.
Why are the police organizing like this?
I think it's a good thing.
Good thing?
I think shit's going down. I think people are showing up. Like, look at the lady in the white suit up there and the guy, the old gray haired guy.
Oh, okay.
Who are they?
Right. Nobody's gone across that bridge in a while.
Nope, they have not.
So. Some demonstrators with a sign were the last people I saw on the bridge.
Yeah, what, tell me my sign was upside down.
I didn't know. I can't. You told me that you had your sign under control and you didn't need my help.
I did not say that. I want you to play it back.
Afraid of NYC.
The police presence has grown from nothing to a line of at least 20, maybe 30 police officers. But they're in a good mood and they're not here to stop anything. And in fact, somebody dropped a sign, and even though they're not supposed to pick it up because it would show support for the demonstration, they picked it up anyway and gave it back to one of the demonstrators. It had blown out of somebody's hands on accident. And you could tell that the guy was nervous about picking it up and giving it back because he didn't know what the right thing to do was, but someone made the case that it would be littering and they didn't want to litter, so then he bent over and picked it up.
Go back to your tower. The people have the power.
Yeah!
Honk your horn!
Woo! It's 5:15. The police have constructed a secondary barrier to protect themselves from the traffic. Because the one guy was like, I don't want to get hit by a car, so they brought him out some barriers to make him feel better. One of the cops. Now,
this is what democracy looks like.
There are two groups of people gathered. There's this demonstrator / press area, and then there's the Australians of America that are chilling under the bridge. To the Intrepid that has been closed except to officials, and underneath the bridge, the Australians of America, who are going to host the dinner where Trump and Turnbull are meeting for this ceremony for the the Battle of the Coral Sea, which has something to do with the Australian-American Alliance. And so it's just one big circle jerk for the neocons. Going to happen up on that ship there, like a big gay ship party.
This is what America
and they're expected to arrive in about an hour and 45 minutes.
This is what America looks like.
So the police, the bike cops are lining up with their bikes, creating a wall with the bikes, sort of a barricade, where they put one hand on the handlebars and another hand on the seat, and they'll push that barrier forward to create a wall. They're doing this in anticipation of people jumping the barriers and rushing forward. I'm right here among everyone, so if they go forward, who's to say what I'll do, but I know what these cops are expecting everyone to do based on their behavior. They're creating a near tire-to-tire, wheel-to-wheel wall spaced evenly in front of the entire protest. They're armed with mace, sidearms, plastic handcuffs. So, anything could happen now, as Donald Trump has already reportedly landed at JFK, and Secret Service and other black flashy vehicles pull into the Intrepid dock at Pier 68, or is it 86? Whatever. As you can tell, it's really noisy, and it's you get a sense that it's about to boil over, and I believe the police get that sense too. I just worry that the bikes could be antagonizing it in a sense, because I did not feel like something could happen until I saw these bikes. So the motorcade is passing by now. A passenger in the motorcade is drumming his fingers along to the rhythm of the protesters' drums as they roll in to the Intrepid. Regular traffic is riding right beside of it. And this is the chant the crowd has landed on for the arrival of the 45th President of the United States of America for the very first time to his hometown of New York City. Not exactly a warm welcome for a man born and raised in this fucking swamp that he was supposed to have drained 100 days ago. And here we are. People are making note of the flimsiness of the barricades in front of us. They've added to the number of police on the line. This is probably all it's going to amount to, but really anything could happen at this point. If people feel like their grievances are not properly addressed, then I think it's gonna boil over. And there is the sense that we've been cuddled into a free speech zone, and for some of us here, it's not enough. There goes a biker riding through traffic, shooting the bird at the 45th President of the United States, using the freedom that he has, and he just happens to be on the road right at the right moment to flip off President business as he goes down the road. I don't think you can even hear me over this, so I'm going to turn this off and just go back to standby recording. And so that was that. What began at 3 p.m. as only a few dozen people swelled to more than 1,000 by my estimates by the time Trump arrived. And the papers will likely estimate more. Protesters did not push past the barricades.
their opportunity was deflected by the arrival of that line of bike officers that appeared in the moments leading up to Trump's motorcade passing through. All in all, it was positive and optimistic. I walked away with a positive feeling from it. And that nice lady that I talked to in the beginning, who was drunk, the lawyer lady, she kissed me. She kissed me on the ear. She said I was cute as a button and that she wanted to take me home. She's a lesbian, by the way, so there was no other way for me to interpret that. She's an older lady, too. She was really cool. I tried to get some of her contact information, but you know when you're drunk and you've just decided enough is enough, I don't want any more of this. Like, she had sat down by that point, and it was time for her to go, so she left. It was a long day for her. Now we turn to the leftover archival tapes of WLIK, the People's Radio of Cock County, Tennessee. Thank you, good night, and get your fucking religion out of my uterus. I'm HateSec, and this is Chronicle.su Hate Radio.
Congregation of Webb Baptist Church on the Wilton Springs Road here in Cock County.
Here in Cock County.
Do you remember when you were a kid?
You remember when you was a kid?
Which grown-up do you remember most?
A special teacher.
A coach.
A volunteer.
It just takes one day.
It just takes one caring adult.
It just takes one boy and girls.
It'll take a lot of traffic.
Who changed your life?
Yeah.
Who's going to change
your life? We moved down here. You never did.
Are you the one?
Yeah, it's blown
up. It just takes one.
People had so many babies since then.
Support the Boys and Girls Club in Newport Cock County. Yeah. Call 423-623-6536.
Sundays are a day of spiritual uplifting on WLIK.
You know,
at 3:15 Sunday afternoon,
little vinyl joy, music, the pitter patter of little feet.
Wayne
like
Hayes,
I'm sending Ruby. She's pretty much great.
Good Lord.
At 4 o'clock, your brother Roger Phillips, and at 4:30, Rex Norton. since the Barnes Family Baptist Church broadcast.
They're just shitting them out as fast as they can incubate them.
All oldies, all the time.
They can't afford one, but here it'll come two or three.
And then you really get to put the
smokies oldies.
We got a pantry, full pantry. And not like a dollar between you. People drive like such assholes. This guy must be the only person who really owns the road. Popping down the bunny trail. Peter Cottontail.
Maybe not, Mr. Gray.
Just as quick as she miscarried, she was pregnant again.
Yeah.
The very same night.
Yeah. Because he said that's, what was it? That's when you're most fertile.
And,
sure enough.
And it seems pretty clear that she did this just to keep to be around, right?
I think so.
Because why else?
I mean, you don't have...
You know, get a puppy first.
You don't have sex right after you miscarry.
Well, she does. Maybe that was just the thing she needed to get her in the mood.
I don't know. I just something about her.
There's just something about her.
Well, don't you think so?
Yeah. You look in her eyes and you just fall in love. And me. There's just something about her.
I guess something about
her. She's so compelling.
Just something about her that.
I think it's her beauty and her money that drives her. All right, which side of the store are we parking on?
It don't matter. I've got to go to the closed section. Well, I need to take
so the
you
far side.
Home. This side.
No, you don't want to be on this side. This is the groceries and
well,
shit.
Well, I've got to go to customers. Out.
But they're in the middle of the store. It doesn't matter which side you park on to get to them.
I don't care where you park.
You will when this is over. You'll be so glad I parked over there. And that old guy is like really struggling to get across the road, but he's got these chains hanging off of him too.
Let me out right here and you can walk.
Yes, Miss Daisy.
I'm an old woman.
You're an old woman. Get out of this car.
Okay.
Thank you.